Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Election Commission issues notification for first phase of Lok Sabha polls today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Startup Mahakumbh in New Delhi this morning. Lokpal orders CBI probe against former TMC MP Mahua Moitra in cash for credit case. UPSC postpones Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024 to 16th of June. Gross direct tax collection registers growth of 18.74% during current financial year. And Gayatri Gopichand and Trisha Jolly advanced to three-quarters of women's doubles at Swiss Open Badminton in Basel. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission has issued notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections today. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in this phase, 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry will go to polls in this first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. Voting will be held on the 19th of April. Tamil Nadu will go to general polls in a single phase on the 19th of April. The last date for filing of nominations will be on the 27th of this month. Scrutiny will be done on the 28th and the last date for withdrawal will be 30th of March. We have a detailed report by our correspondent.
This time it will be a three-cornered contest in the state as AIADMK has decided to walk out of the NDA alliance and face the election. BJP for the first time without AIADMK is all set to test the political waters in the state by forming alliance with Patali Makkal Katchi, Tamil Manila Congress, Amma Makkal Katchi led by CTV Dinakaran and other smaller parties. The present state opposition AIADMK is still to finalize its alliance partners. DMK on the other side has sealed the deal with Congress, contesting in 9 seats in Tamil Nadu and 1 in Puducherry. DMK will contest in 21 seats, VCK, CPM and CPI will contest in 2 each, MDMK, IUML, Kungunadu Makkal Katchi have been allotted 1 seat each. The newcomer to this alliance is the actor politician Kamal Hassan of the Makkal ED Mayam. On the agreement that Rajya Sabha seat will be given to his party in 2025, he has pledged support for the alliance. Joy, ALUs, Akashvani, reporting from Chennai.
In the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, notification has been issued for the 6 parliamentary constituencies in Madhya Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Voting will be held in Sidi, Shahdol, Jabalpur, Mandla, Balaghat and Chhindwara in the first phase. Chhindwara and Mandla are among the most important seats in the state. Union Minister Fagan Singh Kulaste is the BJP candidate from Mandla, while Nakul Nath, son of former Chief Minister Kamal Nath, is the Congress candidate from Chhindwara seat. In the last Lok Sabha election, BJP had won 28 out of 29 seats in the state except Chhindwara. Chhindwara and Mandla are the smallest and largest Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh, respectively in terms of number of polling stations. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Tripura, the filing of nomination papers will begin today with the issuance of gazette notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Candidates can file nominations for the next 7 days. Out of 2 Lok Sabha seats in the state, 1 constituency, that is Tripura West, will go to polls on the 19th of April. More from our correspondent.
A fervent appeal on the lines of the one made by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar was made by Tripura's Chief Electoral Officer Puneet Agrawal to keep issues of caste and religion away from the election campaigning. Although canvassing is yet to take its tempo with no major election rallies held so far, political observers believe that electioneering is likely to gear up from next week onwards. Meanwhile, Chief Electoral Officer Puneet Agrawal appealed the political parties to desist from making statements on religion and caste lines and to talk on the issues concerning the people.
सभी पोलिंग स्टेशन में
Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has notified the category of electors mentioned for the purpose of facility of voting through postal ballot as absentee voters in the category of persons employed on essential services. The list includes the employees of Metro, Railways, BSNL, Electricity and Health Departments, Fire Services, Postal Services, Aviation, Disaster Management, Doordarshan and Akashwani, and media persons authorized by the Commission for polling day coverage, among others. The persons can cast vote by postal ballot on duty on the day of polls in the current general elections, legislative assemblies and by-elections in 26 assembly constituencies in 13 states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is a forum which brings together stakeholders from the world of startups, innovators and upcoming entrepreneurs." He said India's strides in the world of startups has been phenomenal in the last few years. The event was started on Monday. More from our correspondent.
At the Startup Mahakumbh, 10 thematic pavilions have been set up at Pragati Maidan in New Delhi based on G-Tech, Artificial Intelligence, FinTech, AgriTech, Biotech and Pharma, Gaming and Incubators. The event is providing a unique platform for fostering connections between investors, entrepreneurs and industry professionals. A dedicated exhibition area showcasing innovative products and services developed by promising startups from across the country is a major attraction of the event. With Bhupendra Singh, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Lokpal has ordered a probe by Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, against former TMC MP Mahua Moitra in cash for query charges. The Lokpal, in its order, has said that there is sufficient prima facie evidence against Moitra on record that deserves deeper scrutiny. The directive came while deciding a complaint by BJP Lok Sabha member Nishikant Dubey, alleging that Moitra had asked questions in the Lok Sabha in exchange for cash and gifts from Dubai-based businessman Darshan Hiranandani. It has directed the CBI to complete investigations in all aspects of the allegations against Moitra within 6 months and also file periodical reports every month regarding the status of the investigation. Mahua Moitra was expelled from the Lok Sabha in December last year based on a recommendation by the Ethics Committee. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasara Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The Union Public Service Commission has decided to postpone the Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024. The Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024, which also serves as a screening test for the Indian Forest Service Examination, will now be held on the 16th of June this year. The exam was earlier scheduled to be held on the 26th of May this year. The Commission has decided to postpone the schedule due to the ensuing general elections. Jharkhand Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will take charge as the Governor of Telangana this morning. President Draupadi Murmu has given additional responsibilities of Telangana State to the Jharkhand Governor following the resignation of Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan 2 days ago. Radhakrishnan has also been given additional responsibilities as the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. Mr. Radhakrishnan will take charge at 11:15 this morning. The National Investigation Agency has arrested 11 more accused in the conspiracy relating to the communal violence which took place during Ram Navami celebrations in West Bengal in March 2023. The case was initially registered by the state police against 36 accused in the wake of the communal violence triggered by an attack at Shibpur in Howrah. The High Court of Calcutta ordered the transfer of all the cases related to the spate of communal violence that took place during the Ram Navami celebrations to NIA in April last year. The government has said that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain an integral and inalienable part of India. In response to media queries on comments made by the spokesperson of the Chinese Defence Ministry regarding Arunachal Pradesh, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said the people of Arunachal Pradesh will continue to benefit from the development programs and infrastructure projects. He said the ministry has noted the comments made by the spokesperson of the Chinese Defence Ministry advancing absurd claims over the territory of the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. Mr. Jaiswal said, repeating baseless arguments in this regard does not lend any validity to such claims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay a two-day state visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will receive audience with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, and the former King of Bhutan, Jigme Sengye Wangchuk. He will also hold talks with his Bhutanese counterpart, Sherin Tobge. Ministry of External Affairs said the visit is in keeping with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Bhutan and the government's emphasis on its neighborhood-first policy. It said India and Bhutan share a unique and enduring partnership which is rooted in mutual trust, understanding and goodwill. The NEA said the shared spiritual heritage and warm people-to-people ties add depth and vibrancy to the India-Bhutan exceptional relations. Gross direct tax collection has registered a growth of 18.74% during the current financial year. According to the Finance Ministry, gross direct tax collection stands at over 22,27,000 crore rupees, which is more than 18,75,000 crore rupees reported in the corresponding period of financial year 2022-23. The Finance Ministry said refunds amounting to 3,36,808 crore rupees have also been issued in the financial year 2023-24, which is 12.74% higher in comparison to the refunds issued during the same period in the preceding year. In Swiss Open Badminton, India's Gayatri Gopichand and Priza Jolly have advanced to the pre-quarters of the women's doubles category at the St. Jacob Scholl Arena in Basel, Switzerland yesterday. They triumphed over the American duo of Kerry Hsu and Eni Hsu in the round of 32. In men's doubles, Indian pair of Hariharan Amsa Karunam and Ruban Kumar Retinal Sabapati have defeated the French pair. Today, Lakshya Sen, PV Sindhu, Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George, Priyanshu Rajavat and other elite shuttlers will start their campaigns in the BWF Super 300 event. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar today. It said moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is expected over many parts of India. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarah Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. GST compensation test may stop before 2026, reports Hindustan Times. In response to Bulgarian President's gratitude to the Indian Navy for rescuing his country's ship and citizens, the Pioneer writes, Modi reaffirms India's commitment to combating piracy. India-based leaders share the wheels of global tech as the country becomes base of global leadership of MNCs, reports the Economic Times. 2023 was the warmest year on record, says the statesman, citing a report of World Meteorological Organization. The Indian Express carries an interesting story. In Ladakh, astronomy ambassadors are trained to offer a tour of the night sky. And finally, not only topping different levels of chartered accountant exams, female aspirants comprise a record 48% of the qualifiers. The Times of India writes, one in three CAs in India is a woman. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Sarah. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission issues notification for first phase of Lok Sabha polls today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Startup Mahakumbh in New Delhi this morning. Lokpal orders CBI probe against former TMC MP Mahua Moitra in cash for credit case. UPSC postponed Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024 to the 16th of June. gross direct tax collection registers growth of 18.74% during current financial year, and Gayatri Gopichand and Frieza Jolly advanced to three quarters of women's doubles at Swiss Open Badminton in Basel. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.